a story continuation. It breaks here. Anna Karenina and her husband. And each time he had been confronted with life itself, it had pushed him back. So it's about how he... And this is exactly what I've been talking about in my latest recordings here. That you can... Maybe it's a male thing, I don't know. You can slip into that doing me, fixing, earning money, success, all that. But which is something going on out there as a reflection of life. It's a beautiful way of saying it. And then we can take it one step further. Even this entire existence we experience around ourselves now through the five senses, according to the wisdom of old India and so on, is a reflection of real life. It's not real life, it's Maya, it's a dream. And a dream is a reflection of reality, right? So in the same way, real life is what's going on in here. I mean, he's starting to realize, you know, love is not something going on there with some contract. It's soul to soul. It's person to person. It's people, we, who have feelings and thoughts and desires and longings and love. And the opposite, of course. And that's what life is about. And someone may try to grab all that or arrange or control all that by moving around things outside here, including the people involved in one's life out there. Thinking that that's what it's all about. But then when you realize, whoops, life is going on a deeper level here. And you better get to that level. Otherwise, you will find life sometimes scary. Something that comes in there and kicks you in the face.